How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor digital world broadcast under the KXOY building. Welcome to Thursday. It is December the 5th, 2024. Steve, welcome back. Gosh darn it.
Hi there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are we feeling?
Oh, a little tired.
A little tired.
But I'm good. How you doing?
First day couldn't sleep thing?
Yeah.
How bad was it?
Not too great.
Yeah.
But I'm here.
What did you do? You panicked because you thought you were going to oversleep, or you're not used to going to bed at night?
I mean, I feel like the time zone difference between here and Illinois is affecting me a little bit.
A little jet lag, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, can you get that from 2 hours?
Let's say you can, just so that it makes you feel better about yourself.
I feel something about myself.
I kind of decided with the whole jet lag thing that some people can get it. I don't know. Some people are never affected by it. And then some people just, they just can't do it. So I don't know that it's just. I don't think you can just say, oh, you know, it doesn't, 2 hour, 3 hour, but some people really, really get affected, and then some people can fly overseas and it doesn't affect them at all. So
yeah, it was crazy. I was actually on my way back here from Illinois. I was traveling to Denver, and
at least it was on the way this time.
Yeah. So yeah, that was great.
Yeah, congrats.
The person I was sitting next to, she had flown from Germany to Chicago to Denver.
Wow.
And she goes,
Denver final destination?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I don't get jet lag.
Yeah. And you're like, well, congrats.
So, yeah, it was.
You should have asked her what her secret was.
Well, she did wind up losing her phone and wound up putting in like the front pocket. So we were searching for minutes because of that.
Maybe
something was going on.
She does get jet lag.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe she does.
She's a liar.
Yeah, I don't get it. I just lose my phone every time I get on the plane.
Yeah, she was like frantically searching.
Well, that would be frantic.
Yeah, no, I was like, I would be worse than you are. And then the person next to her called her phone, and then it was in the pocket.
Oh, it was in the, the seat back pocket?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The one in front, underneath your tray table in the full upright position.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
Also, since I'm thanking you, where's my popcorn?
Hold on, where is it? What did I do with that? Oh, yeah, here it is. What is Garrett popcorn?
And you said it like I should have known it today. Steve brought back a souvenir, a present, if you will. A Chicago tradition.
Yeah. Maybe it's not as famous as I thought it was.
Well, I mean, it seems like it. They're pretty proud of being from Chicago. I mean, it's a cool little... Jeez, Louise, this thing on it tight enough? Oh, there it is. It's a cool little tin.
Yeah.
It looks like just a mini version of those giant, the ones they give for Christmas. Mm-hmm. That you see like at Costco. So I'm going to eat this now.
Yeah.
So what... They mix up the... It's got a mixture of cheese and caramel.
Yeah. There's, I think, traditionally like three flavors that are...
Ah, just a regular?
Mm-hmm. But I just got the two because that's all they offered me.
Did you get this at the airport?
I did. It was a deal, too, surprisingly.
Handcrafted happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee. No. Copper kettles. Signature stripes. Like no other. Love is messy. Oh, and hometown recipes. That's what it says on there.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's really good, Steve. That's well done. I'm sorry. Ooh, secret sound.
The secret sound.
Ooh, did you hear that? Did you hear that sound?
The top of a tin can. Yeah,
A Garrett Popcorn Shop's a Chicago tradition can. Purchased at the airport. Winner!
Wow, that is specific.
Well, Gosh, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the souvenir. You don't have to bring back presents. Just I'm clarifying.
I know, but gosh, I saw it. Well, I saw it on my. I had a long journey to get to where my dad was picking me up.
Okay.
When I landed,
mm-hmm.
and I saw it, and I was like, "Ooh, yeah.
I should get some of that." Is what you're thinking?
Yeah, and I didn't because my dad had to like circle the airport three times.
That's not the time you want somebody to wait outside.
Yeah,
that's,
he left early, and it was a long walk. It was a whole thing.
Fair, yeah, okay. considerate of you.
Yeah, and so then when I went on my long journey back,
yeah.
when I was traveling back here. I was
you like, got to the airport okay. 7 hours early, so you were fine.
I didn't really get there really way too early.
That's a shock. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Domestic flight, how far...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Did you give him a project? I gave him
I gave him a project earlier today.
Was it decoupage? Because that's what I gave him.
Decoupage?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin James.
I don't know what decoupage is, and I don't feel like Kevin. I want to give it to another guy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Another delivery day today for Christmas Wish. We will grant another wish coming up at 7:45, and our delivery day brought to you by Titan Trucks. Get more done, have more fun. Also noticed that Mark Peterson was sneaky there, letting us know that he's going to turn on the switch for Cowley Park today, which is very exciting. What did he say, 6 o'clock? I think that's it. I think 6 o'clock they flipped the switch. So
sounds right.
You know, you'll see if as you drive by on the freeway, then anytime you drive by and you look up toward the hospital there, you'll see all the lights that the kids can see from their windows as well. Very cool project. Takes a lot of work and a lot of cooperation. So just want to give a shout out to all those who have done the work there. Yeah, appreciate awesome. It. Yeah, love that thing. All right, Steve.
Hello, my name is.
Haven't heard this in a week
Steve.
Or so.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Well, hey there.
Hi there.
What's good?
Hello again.
Yes, hello again, naturally.
It's weird. It feels like an old glove.
That kind that has a hole in the finger that drives you crazy, or the kind that just is nice and comfortable?
Two things can be true at the same time.
Probably, yeah.
Do you like... holy gloves?
I don't know. That's why, but you know, sometimes it feels like an old glove. You're like, yeah, it feels good, but gosh darn it, it's got that hole in the finger. I don't want to throw it out yet because I still like these gloves.
But right.
I wish it didn't have a hole in the finger.
Yeah.
Had that experience yesterday. Thanks for asking. But anyway, back to you.
You're welcome. Glad I could remind you.
Yeah, yeah. You remind me of a semi-miserable experience yesterday. Good deal.
Day one, 6 a.m.
Jay reminded me of a terrible experience he had.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this your, like, you're writing your memoirs, or what do you got going on?
I mean, I could. You know, did I ever tell you my dad is writing a book?
Is he? I didn't know that. King Peter?
Yeah.
What's the autobiography, or what is he?
I can't remember exactly what, he's combining, like, certain things from his life, but it's also, he's a spy. And he goes on adventures.
This is not the part about his real life. I'm just clarifying. Your dad is not a spy.
Not that we know of.
That we can actually say on the radio.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's all about
really?
All about that.
I can see your dad being that kind of guy who could write like that. He seems to be creative, has a good imagination.
I think so. I've never seen it, but he goes, sometimes he gets on like a little kick of like, oh, I'm going to write in my book.
Sure, yeah.
And so I think he's got like 100-some pages or something.
That's very nice. I like that.
So, yeah, he might, because I think he was told by someone that you can go to, I think it's Amazon, and get your book published.
Okay.
Or basically they create it or
sure,
whatever.
Yeah.
And he was thinking about doing that, so.
I'm sure there's plenty of services that can, I mean, I think I hear of, like, there's a commercial that runs on one of our sister stations that I hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Did you ever think that you could write a book? And I don't know what percentage feel like they could write a book. I think like quite a few. What do you think you could write a book, Steve? I mean, not yes, you can write. I get that. That's clarifying what I meant there.
I appreciate that.
You have the ability to write a book. How about desire? Why don't I say that?
A desire. I mean, I'm good. I don't know. I mean, that'd be kind of fun, right?
I think so.
If you had the time to do it.
Would it be more factual or just like at least fact-based stuff, like things that you've experienced, or you don't think that just sitting in your apartment day after day after day would lead you to enough experiences?
All right, let's easy.
No, I, what? Did that, was that mean?
I hit a little too close to home.
Oh, I see.
Or something, or too close to the apartment.
I hit a little too close to the 10 by 10.
Yeah. You know, what's also funny is I was watching TV last
not
night.
Not that. What also is funny is not that.
not that.
Did you leave your house yesterday?
I did, actually.
Do you mind me asking where you went?
Yes.
Okay, good. Back to you.
No, I went to the doctor's. I went to the library.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Not at the same place, I don't think, right?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, it's like not, oh, wow, I went to the doctor and ended up at a library.
Sometimes it happens.
Although they do have reading there, a lot of them. Do they actually have magazines anymore at doctor's offices?
You know,
or did that go away when COVID happened and we weren't supposed to touch anything?
Did I see any magazines? I don't think I did.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's a thing anymore.
Huh.
I mean, I don't know where to catch up on my 7-year-old People magazine.
Lifetime. Or is it Life? Is it Lifetime or Lifetime?
Life magazine,
it's
maybe?
It's Life magazine. Yeah. Lifetime is the channel.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
But could be a magazine, too,
it
maybe.
It feels like it is. It's how long you spend there in the waiting room.
Yeah. But no, I was watching television, TV, if you will.
Yeah, that's what most people call it.
On my massive 32-inch TV.
Bragger.
And I got to thinking, boy, this is much smaller than the one at my parents' house.
Really? You came to that conclusion finally?
Yeah, I was like, boy, you could fit like 4 of these in their TV.
So are you thinking about it?
About what?
Buying a new one?
Oh, no.
Come on.
Maybe.
You can do it. Let's see. How big could fit? Like, what do you have to put it on? Is that part of the problem? You don't have a TV stand big enough?
I mean, I guess that's part of the issue, mm-hmm. but I don't really see a need for a bigger one.
Okay, here we go.
Well, what?
Well, sometimes there isn't necessarily a need, but right. you can be like, you know what? I'm going to do something nice for myself and live a little, and I'm going to give myself a, I don't know, 40-inch TV.
That's a lot of living, Jay.
I feel like after you have experienced a larger screen to like watch your sports on and stuff.
Yeah, it is different.
Maybe go for a, let's ease into it, 55?
55? Are you out of your mind?
On sale right now, $178.
Is that for real?
That is for real.
Huh. I paid that much for my 32-inch TV.
I'm sure you did.
I paid more.
That's kind of my point. Well, I know because no one buys those, so they get more expensive. See, that's how that works.
So maybe I could sell
it. You want me to kick in $20 for you to make it $150 for out of your pocket? I mean, I don't know what we're doing here.
I mean, I'm good. Well, here's the deal. I have a very old, no, it's not old. It's just
well used,
constructed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it only fits the 32 because
I
that's
see.
What it's designed for.
I see.
So then it's a whole process then. Then I got to buy something else.
You want me to redneck it for you? Because I'll tell you what you do is you can just like across the top, you'd get a piece of like plywood and you cut it to the same size that the top of you. And then it's longer than. Yeah. The actual whatever TV stand or dresser, whatever you handed it, and then and it fits the TV. I mean, I can redneck that thing for you if you want.
Kind of, I don't know if I trust you with doing that.
Well, I'm not going to cut it at your house. I won't bring my saw over. I'll have it all done for you.
That does sound kind of nice.
Yeah, just something to think about. Steve.
All right.
We want you to live a little.
I mean, I'm good.
I mean, I don't need it.
Yeah. I mean,
when's the last time you splurged on something for yourself other than vacation, which I suppose you would consider splurging for yourself?
I mean,
Steve.
Well,
Steve.
I get a lot of food, Jay.
Okay.
So I would consider that. But
so eating is splurging in your mind.
But I mean, like, you know. Ordering out
or
getting from like a
so
restaurant.
So like takeout is your go-to splurge on yourself.
Yeah,
treat.
Yeah.
The treat for yourself is.
Yeah.
Yeah. One more day of Uber Eats.
I mean, is there really something so bad about that?
The big 99.9 Coyote
Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is the 22nd letter of the alphabet?
The fact that you both said X is crazy. I don't know what it is, but I thought that was like, really? That was pretty good.
Well, yeah. Aren't there 24 letters in the alphabet?
Kevin James.
26.
It's 26.
Crap. That's the math I did wrong.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yikes. We're going
to get round up.
Round up. Darn it.
Seriously, come on.
We'll play a little pick your poison here in about 15 minutes, and we'll give you a chance to kind of decide what it is you would like to win, which would include tickets to see John Party, by the way. Party is coming to Northern Quest Resort and Casino on June the 20th. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow for that. All right, let's get a little audio vault in here, and we're going to kick it off with a guy who apparently could play Beat the Show.
Interested.
Colin Jost is obviously on SNL and hosting now, what is it, Pop Culture Jeopardy?
I believe that's it, yeah.
I think that's what they're calling it, yeah, Pop Culture Jeopardy. But it's funny because when they were asking him, well, you're going to host Pop Culture Jeopardy, you're probably really good at trivia questions and all that, and he literally sounded like a person who has played or would play Beat the Show.
I'm not that great with trivia in general. I feel like I know a lot of stuff, but when I'm under the pressure to say it, as you know, it's a hard thing.
Right? You hear that music, either the Jeopardy music, or you know that you only have a certain amount of time, and next thing you know, you're like, what is your name?
Purple.
Popcorn. Kangaroo. Just trying to see how many days I can say kangaroo on the air in a row. I said it yesterday on the air, so I thought I'd just try it again today. We'll see how many days I can keep this up.
Ooh.
So anyway, it did remind me how that's just the normal person's reaction to playing trivia. I've done that a lot lately where I've been, you know, whatever trivia I happen to be watching on TV, or it's like I watched The Floor a little bit in this last week. And, you know, you got to identify the picture. And you're like, the sun? Why did that seem difficult?
Yeah, I watched that for the first time.
Did you enjoy it?
I actually did.
Yeah, there are some categories that are really hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you do well, just like most trivia contests. But you liked the show overall?
I did. I think I did. I know I did.
Did you fall asleep during it, Steve?
No, that I was awake the whole time.
Wow.
I only caught the second half of it.
Baby steps. Yeah, I feel like you can jump in the middle of that one and not have to.
Yeah, you know, one of the things was like spices, I think, or something really difficult.
Yeah, there's some random ones. They did animal noises one time on there. Did you see that one?
I didn't. How'd that go?
I mean, pretty good. I think I only missed one.
Okay. So do they play the sound?
They play the sound, yeah. And then
okay,
it pops up on there, yeah. It's kind of weird. They also sometimes will show a picture that sort of is similar to where you would hear that noise, which can help narrow it down. You know, like play a show, an elephant, a picture of like, you know, wherever elephants live. I think you know what I mean.
I was like, where are you going with this?
I don't know. So I almost said the desert, and then I was like, what? The elephants are in the desert. So Dan and Shay have a Christmas album out, guys. Here's what they had to say about it.
I blame it on a little bit of snow we got.
Yeah, why are you doing a Christmas album was the question, especially since you recorded it. Yeah. You know, they got the inspiration late in the spring in Nashville.
I blame it on a little bit of snow we got in Nashville. We never get snow. Y'all get snow all the time here in New York City. We got rain at the parade a couple weeks
ago. Oh, we sure
remember.
Did.
Wow. We remember it.
We got a little snow and we were like, we should make a Christmas album. We got started on it and it was like, we should make two Christmas albums. I don't know why we did it, but we're grateful that we did.
There's so many songs. We're like, all right, I guess we're just going to put them all on there. But I think every, you know, classic song that's on there were songs that we, you know, gravitated towards, and songs like Silent Night that we got to do that was really special. And the Christmas song. Yeah. I would sing this for like the last 10 years. I just walk in around Christmas time and just walk into Dan. Chestnuts roasting.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you end up doing a Christmas album, because Shay walks around singing Christmas carols and you're like, you're really good at that. You should probably just make an entire album or two. So they got so a double good. Album out of it.
Yeah.
Oof. Get you in the mood?
Yeah. That's great. Their voices just...
They're built for Christmas music.
It screams Christmas. Yeah, it really does.
It does, yeah. You know, there's a lot of things that have changed in the world of, oh, getting your picture taken with Santa Claus. One of them is the cost.
I saw that a shopping mall in Los Angeles is charging $165 for kids to meet Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, these kids are so rich, Santa asked them for presents.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't it normally free?
I mean, usually you can, it just depends on the situation. Yeah. They usually charge you for like the pictures.
Yeah.
But not to necessarily sit on Santa's lap. But by the same token, I don't know if you can sit on there without getting a picture. But, you know, I mean.
Oh, true.
$15 maybe? I mean, I remember buying the cheapest package always, and I don't even remember what it was, like $7 or something. But now it's probably more than that. Even if it's doubled, $165, that's another great reason not to live in California, I would imagine. Because it costs you that much just to get your picture taken with Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's
insane. And Tyler Perry had an interesting story about meeting Oprah for the first time when he worked at a hotel.
No, I saw her in New Orleans when I worked at a hotel, and I knew she was checking in at the Windsor Court Hotel. I worked at housekeeping, and I knew she was coming, so I was out in the hallway vacuuming. And I was vacuuming so long that people started to complain because I was just waiting for her to come. So I vacuumed that hallway for about 2 hours, and then she finally comes off the elevator. I'm just like,
Did you speak to her at all?
I didn't speak to her that day, but the next day I knew she was leaving, and I was vacuuming. It was time for me to get off. It was time for me to get off, and she's like, I called the room and said, hello, this is the bellman. Would you like to, when you go to check out, I'll let you know. So she's leaving. She's walking to the elevator. I stand up against the wall. I was like, Tyler, say something. She's passing me. She's getting close to the elevator. I was like, excuse me, can I have your autograph? She goes, why didn't you say that when I was walking past you? So she walks over. She gives me an autograph, man. It was a wonderful moment.
When's the last time you vacuumed?
What's your next question?
Yeah, I don't imagine you're vacuuming anymore, huh? Vacuum the hallway for 2 hours to try to get a chance to meet a celebrity. That's hilarious.
I mean, but he got what he wanted, though, right?
Right, and what's the employer going to do? Hey, what are you doing? I'm just vacuuming. Okay. Same spot for 2 hours.
You're cleaning too much?
Yeah. There's your Audio Vault for a Thursday. It is the 5th day of December, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you have any other young kid words? How about bussin'? You heard that?
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah. I think
that's
I hear
what
that
they do at the restaurants.
Kevin James.
Right. There. Tables are dirty, Steve. They are bussing the tables. That's correct.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Shout out, Jake. Morning to you, Jake. Let's see what else I have to catch up on the text line. Ooh, Carla's got a TV stand for you, Steve, if you want to buy it. It'll fit that 55-inch TV really nicely.
You know what'll happen if I buy a TV stand, Jay?
You won't buy the TV?
Yeah.
Probably not. Yeah, probably not.
I appreciate the offer, though.
Bob did say the reason that it's getting your picture with Santa in California is $135. It's all about inflation. Imagine the cost of cookies and milk at $165, he said.
It's a big cookie.
Also, Charles did say that popcorn you bought as a present.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of it again?
Garrett's Popcorn?
Garrett's Popcorn. He said it was great.
It is.
Can attest to the fact that Garrett's Popcorn is legendary. Okay. Never heard of it before, but love it. And thank you for the present.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is time.
It's time for
Pick Your Poison. It is. It's Pick Your Poison time. All you got to do is call 509-441-0999. We'll let you pick what you want to win. We've got some stuff. You want stuff? We've got stuff. Let's see what we have for you today. We still have some Coyote Country beanies to give away after our Beanie Bonanza Day yesterday. We also have for you Lone Star tickets and John Party, which we announced the John Party concert yesterday. That concert's coming up June 20th. And those tickets go on sale tomorrow. Lone Star, of course, is next Friday, the 13th. Friday the 13th. I'm scared. I'm already frightened. 509-441-0999. That is the phone number to get through to play a little round of Pick Your Poison. Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, I love this game. I seem to always get through.
Hey, that's a good reason to like it.
I was just going to give you a back update.
How is your back? Yeah. How's your back? You had surgery?
No, I just had the shots.
You had the shots? Oh, you were okay, yeah.
They start with, the most non-invasive.
Correct, yeah.
So.
And?
Yeah. Well, it's just a little tough getting up and making those first three steps, you know, when you first get up from sitting down. You know?
It's been that way for 20 years for me. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, other than that, life's going good.
Atta boy. There you go. Big plans for the holidays? What's your typical holiday scenario?
Just family.
Close by? Close by?
Yeah, most of them. My mom's in Pullman. She's a house director down there, sorority house.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, she has been for 20-plus years.
Has she ever thought about writing a book?
She probably could.
She's
been all over the country, though. She goes and fixes problem houses.
No way. What an interesting terrible job, maybe?
Yeah. Free living.
Yeah, well, there you go, yeah. Wow.
She doesn't have to pay for anything.
I would think that would be a special kind of person to be able to do that for a couple of decades.
Oh, yeah. She is a special person, that's for sure.
That's awesome.
76 years old and still doing it.
God bless her. That's fantastic. Good deal, bud. All right, Jeff, here's what we've got for you today. It's your choice. You can pick your poison. We got a beanie for you, Coyote Country beanie, Lone Star tickets, or John Party tickets. How are you feeling? What are you feeling?
Oh, I think I want to go to party.
John Party, June party. The 20th. That will be a party always. He's a fun time, great concert. That's out at Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Tickets go on sale on Friday. Hold on for a second. We'll get you those tickets. All right. House mom? Is that what the description was? At a sorority.
Huh?
Interesting.
Oh.
73 years old. Wow.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Nicole. Oh, gosh, I keep forgetting. They changed the phone system, Steve. I think I have to... No? Nicole? No, that one wasn't on me. Sorry for a change.
Oh.
I know. They changed our phone system in here, Steve. It's crazy. Hey, Jordan.
Hey, how are you?
Good, bud. What's new?
Oh, not a whole lot.
Jordan, are you done with your Christmas shopping?
No.
That's a funny joke, huh, Jordan?
I haven't bought my wife anything yet.
It's December 5th, and I just feel like I just like slapped you in the face as hard as I could. Like, hey, done with your Christmas shopping?
Yeah, easy with that hand.
What a jerk thing to say, man. You're like, bro, come on. It's not even a week after Thanksgiving. Calm down.
Yeah, good thing she's sleeping and not listening.
Yeah, right. Well, you think she'd be surprised by the answer?
No, not at all.
Attaboy. How long you been married?
6 years.
Okay, well, she knows.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Do you guys have an agreement of any sort when it comes to Christmas, or are you in the, you know, how does it work for you guys? She gives you ideas, you set limits on price, or what?
She's nice enough to, you know, I get a list of, hey, if you want to get some of these.
That's great.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
Do you do the same to her, or you're the typical guy where usually you keep buying the things that you want and then no one has the ability to get you anything?
I do that route, and then she gets mad and goes, what? I got to return this sweatshirt, but it's fine.
Yeah, I'm glad to know that those stereotypes are actually accurate. Feels good.
Yeah.
Jordan, what are you feeling today as far as a pick your poison prize? So we have the Lone Star tickets left, or we have a Coyote Country beanie left. Which do you think you'd prefer?
There's no more party.
No, there's going to be more. There's another party ticket, a pair of party tickets for tomorrow and again on Monday, but I'm out for today, unfortunately.
Okay. How about Lone Star? I'll go to Lone Star.
Lone Star's next Friday. That's going to be a good show. Yeah, Lone Star next Friday, the 13th. Don't let that scare you or anything, but yeah, next Friday. Hold on for a sec, okay, buddy?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you bet. So that means we got a beanie left.
Yeah, I'm always scared, Jay.
I know, but...
Yeah. Actually, do we have... We have an extra Lone Star or no?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. We could do another Lone Star. Gosh, you're so smart. See, this is why you needed to come back. Hey, Jay.
How's it going, Jay?
What's up, dude?
Another day.
Hey, do you have a something that you always say, like when you leave the room, I mean, or when you come into a room, do you have like kind of like a catchphrase saying?
No.
You just
usually just... What's up to the kids, but...
Sure, yeah. There's a guy here at work that every time he leaves for the day, he always says, "We'll have a day." And it's funny, it's harmless enough, But after you hear it like 500 times, it starts to just get on your nerves for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hey, have a day. And I, cause first of all, it's kind of a dumb saying. But then, and then you're kind of like, well, that's kind of dumb. Of course I'm having a day. I've been having one since I got up this morning.
Right.
Jay, why you got to talk about our saying goodbyes on the air?
Yeah, Steve can't even say goodbye. Jay, he's the guy who says, all right, we'll see you. And then he'll follow you out to your car. Hey, man, anything else? Oh, nope, we're good, Steve. All right, see ya. And then as I'm starting the car, he's yelling through the window. Oh, is there anything else? No, Steve, go home. Okay, are you sure?
Can't do it.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Goodbyes are hard for Steve. Yeah. He doesn't want to say goodbye.
It's just see you later.
It's say that's right. Jay, do you want the Lone Star tickets? We got another pair for the 13th next Friday, or do you want one of these Coyote Country beanies? What are you feeling today?
We'll do Lone Star.
Lone Star next Friday. Sounds good, buddy. Hold on for 1 second. Appreciate you. So there you go. There's our Pick Your Poison for today. We'll see if we can't scoop up a bunch of prizes and have another one of those next week.